Okay, let's get started with Parshas Devarim and Tisha B'Av, Tavshin Peh Hey, as we have Shabbos Chazon. We wish that we would be able to have a shiur on Devarim and the Chag of Tisha B'Av, but so far we are still not there, and we're still going to have thoughts on Devarim. Devarim won't change, but then the last couple of thoughts we'll have in Yanim of the of the time period that we are in. So we start off Devarim, if you look at source number one, in the Simon Labanim of Kashtiel. We start off with a thought about the overarching, overall nature of Devarim. We've spoken in the past, the Ramban, the Ksav HaKabbalah, the Abarbanel, the Vilna Gaon, all the different thoughts and ideas about the difference between Devarim and the first four parts of the Torah, as already based in Chazal. But it starts with the first Pasuk. It starts with the first Pasuk, as is described in the beginning of source number one. Ela advarim asher diber Moshe kol Yisrael. These are the words that Moshe told Bnei Yisrael. So that is not how the rest of the Torah is. The rest of the Torah, obviously, Bereishis is story, but Shmos and Vayikra and Bamidbar, it's almost all Hashem to Moshe. Hashem to Moshe. This sefer is Moshe to Bnei Yisrael. Pasuk Zeh, as he writes, Hamishamish kekoter lo sefer kulo matzbiya lo uvda ki ubanui lo maisa. Right, it's one speech. It's 1 6-week speech. As we know, he's standing on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and he talks until Zayin Adar. Lumach shloshes hachumashim akodmim. Unlike the three prior chumashim, bohem apasuk anafutz haya, and the most common pasuk there is Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Limar. One time, the Baal HaTurim points out in Parshas Pinchas, we have Vayedaber Moshe El Hashem Limar. That's only one time, but usually it's Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Limar. V'sefer Dvarim pasuk zeh kimat v'lo mofia. This pasuk hardly appears in Dvarim. B'chumish Dvarim Moshe hu amedaber. It's Moshe who is the one that's talking. Obviously, we know that every letter and every word of the Torah was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu to put in, but it's formulated as Moshe Rabbeinu's own, right? Moshe mipi atzmo amram, as Chazal say regarding the two different tochachas. So, sefer Dvarim mechune gam Mishneh Torah. And we know the name in Chazal of Dvarim is also Mishneh Torah. L'chora, Mishneh hu milashon shnayim. Mishneh on the surface means from the word two, shnayim. Lashon chazara v'shinun, a repeat. Well, like the Rambam uses it. Ulam ein bakach, but that's not enough, k'di lahazbir, to explain. Madua mofiyim b'sefer chidushim rabim. U'mitzvos chadashos, right? The Rishonim already deal with this problem. The Ramban, the Radvaz. There are many new mitzvahs that never appear there. I think there are 200 mitzvahs in Sefer Dvarim that didn't appear beforehand. So it's not just a repeat. It must be something new. It must be something different. Nirish ala'or zeh. This is why the Maharal in the Tiferes Yisrael, all about Torah, ki sefer dvarim mechune Mishneh Torah, lo mijal shon shinun v'chazara, not from shinun and to repeat, ela milashon tzad sheni, a second, not a repeat, but a second element, a second outlook. Bechina shnia, a second way of looking at things. Klomar, yeshen shtei bechinos la'Torah. Bechina achas, b'reishis shmos v'yikra b'midbar. And this idea of Rav Kashtiel is going to be an overarching principle, and then he's going to leave us homework to plug in all the details. But at least he's giving us an overarching principle of how to look at Dvarim in the first four. So he says, one way to looking at Torah is b'reishis shmos v'yikra b'midbar, and then b'china shnia, sefer Dvarim. Elu shnei tzadim shel oso matbeya. L'matan Torah. So he says, let's go back to Matan Torah for a moment, and then we'll appreciate Dvar. L'matan Torah kamo l'kol nesina. Matan Torah. We know Hashem gave us the Torah. But in order for a giving, you have to have an accepting. So l'kol nesina yeshnei tzadim. No sein u'mekabel. There's a giver, and there's a receiver. V'yala mekabel yos roi u'musuga l'kabalah. And the Makabel has to be able to accept it, right? Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. Hashem had to give Moshe the koach to do that Kabbalah. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. U'masar li Yeshua v'chulu. But the Makabel has to have the power of Kabbalah. Sherei einzu nesina hamistakemes b'havaras chevetz miyad echad l'shnei. It's not just somebody throws something into my hands and I don't even really have to be active or involved. Nesina satora hi irua mahuti. The giving of the Torah is a defining event. Me'ein kamoso, nothing like it. Umikan gam hamorkeves hamalave uto. So that's why you have to talk about what accompanies it. HaTorah nishmas abo shel aborihi. The Torah, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of connecting himself with human beings, right? Like the Chavetz Chaim says, it's a mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on Chazal, but it's a mashal of a mashal of a mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's full of connecting to Hashem, Malaya Hi Bertzon Osav U'Machshav Osav. It's full of his wants, his thoughts, the Ketzah Nuchal Anu, B'nei Adam Yitzir Chomer L'Kabla. How are we able to accept the Torah? How are we able to take a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, his not a piece in the physical sense, but his Ratzon, how are we able to accept that? So Hashem wants to give it, but how are we? And you might ask the question on the first line in Pirkei Avos, how is Moshe, a physical being, able to accept the Torah? Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. It must be because HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed and helped. And part of the chesed of giving the Torah was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's allowing and strengthening us to be able to accept the Torah. So for Sefer Dvarim, line 22, Mitu'eres Nesinas HaTorah La'am Yisrael. Right, so we have the description. Hashem Misinai Ba, it says in Kisav, Vizos HaBracha. Hashem Misinai Ba, Hashem came from our Sinai, Vizorach Miseir Lamo. And he shined from Seir, Hofia Mehar Paran. He came from all these other places. Chazal tell us, he went to all the other nations. V'yavasim Yerubas Kodesh, Mimino, Ejdas Lamo. Torah is called Ejdas, Mimino, from Hashem's right hand. Why is it described? Hashem obviously doesn't have a hand, but HaTorah nitna miyimino shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is that meant to teach us? Zeu inyan ekroni, mahu yamin hazeh. So he explains, he quotes Rav Kook, who says, yamin is chesed. Yusod magama shel havaya kula ki olam chesed yibaneh. What does that mean? So he explains, yamin, usually people are righties. I mean, if somebody is a righty, right means freedom of motion and freedom of strength. Right, if somebody's a righty, then the left hand is more limited. They could accomplish less with it because it's not as strong. So a righty for a righty and a left hand for a left symbolize freedom of motion, freedom of strength. He can do whatever he wants. That's what it means from the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, as the one who could do whatever he wants, right, he was the one that gave the Torah. HaChesed hua yisod l'chol abriya ha'olam, l'chol pula elokit, klapenu. And everything relating to us is chesed of Hashem. Hashem doesn't need us. Hashem is not forced, right? Hashem come from Yamin. Again, we can understand the concept of Yamin. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain kol hechrech levra to olam olafobo. Hashem doesn't need us. He didn't have to create the world. He doesn't have to keep the world going. Sibat priyuto, the whole existence of the world, is because of the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The choice that he chooses. He chesed achavshi mikol hechrech. And that's what Yad Yamin symbolizes. Part of that chesed of giving the Torah is to strengthen us and allow us to be able to accept the Torah. Line 33. Gam matan Torah hiter HaKadosh Baruch Hu mugmalos Adam. Hashem undid our limitations. Lo rak Torah's chesed nitna ba'olam. Not only did he give the Torah, ela kayemes gam efsheres lekabla, we accepted the Torah. Which we think about is impossible to accept. Again, a piece of the divine. Zeu b'koach gedulos yemincha, in the koach of the greatness of your right hand, tatir tzura, you unbound those who are bound up. So that line in Anu b'koach, we can think about this when we say Anu b'koach. Hashem undid our chains in order to be somewhat heavenly and angelic, in order to accept the Torah. So Yad Yamin gilsas malo kocha v'hitira hachafshi. So Hashem allowed us to be strong enough to accept the Torah, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu was human. Remember, the beginning of Shmos, Moshe is described on purpose as there was a man from Levi and a woman from Levi, and they had a baby called Moshe. Right? He had the baby that's physical. We believe in, like the other religions, that there was a son of God. We don't believe it. Your Moshe was human. How was he able to accept the Torah? How were we able to accept the Torah? Hashem gave us the koach. Not only to be the nosein, that we could be the mekablim. So now he says, and again, this is the title, and then we're going to have to figure out, you know, the details of it. The first four books of the Torah focus on the nosein, Hashem giving. It's all about Vayadaber Hashem, Vayadaber Hashem, Vayadaber Hashem Moshe Lamer. It was Moshe, Hashem giving, Hashem giving. This Sefer Dvarim, the focus is us. Moshe as the Mekabel, as our representative, but then he gives us the Torah, but we're all on the side of Mekablim. So the focus is how we accept. There's many, many national mitzvos, right? All the Melech mitzvos are in this Sefer. There's that many national, there's many family mitzvos, right? Kiddushin and Gerushin and Shana Rishona. There's many parts of our living. Again, you have to go through the details. There's more chizuk psukim in Sefer Dvarim. Yasisa Yeshvar Tov and be strong and the Bali Musar say that the greatest Musar Sefer ever written was Sefer Dvarim. Right, that was it's the greatest sefer that we have. Just read every pasuk, Moshe, more than any other sefer. Moshe Rabbeinu was giving us chizuk before he died. That's Sefer Dvarim. Sefer Dvarim is about mitzidenu. It's about the makablim and not from the nosnim. Again, he doesn't go through details after that, but you know he leaves that to us to figure it out ourselves. Okay, let's continue. So we know the beginning of Dvarim. Eilah Dvarim Asher Dibur Moshe Kol Yisrael. These are the words that Moshe spoke. And then it lists off five different places. Evar Yarden, Midbar, Arava, Moshe. Where was he? He was in one place. Why do we have 10 different places where Moshe was? So Chazal tell us that these weren't places, really. Really, he was in Evar Yarden, the first place listed. And all the other ones are Remazim, then Moshe gave rebuke, Bederach Remez, relating to all the prior places where we had sinned. Right? That's what the Pasuk Alev is referring to. It's hidden rebuke. And the first Rashi, Lefishe and Divrei Tochachos, right? Because they are Divrei Tochachos, Umana Kan Kol Makom Shechisu Lefnei Amakom Bahem, and he's going to list off all the places that we angered God. Lefichach Sasam Es Advarim. So he didn't say them explicitly. V'hiskirim Beremez V'pnei Kvodan Shal Yisrael, and he was masker. They mentioned them by hint. If you look at the Chayim Moshe Bik, he says in source number 3, he quotes this Rashi. And he explains why Moshe Rabbeinu said it beremes. The Efshel Hosef Otam Lama Hiskir and Beremes. He says, "The Begemara Nechleku." If you look at the end of Maseches Yuma, which is all about inyanim of tshuva, remember the Rambam wrote Hilchos Tshuva. That was one of the Rambam's unbelievable creations. Right? There was no Hilchos Tshuva before the Rambam. The Rambam took all the Mamore Chazal from the end of Yuma and from all over, and he created Hilchos Tshuva. So much so that anyone who deals with tshuva in the past 800 years cannot write anything about tshuva unless they deal with what the Rambam says about it. It has to start with the Rambam, or it has to have the Rambam somewhere in it. That's the unbelievable impact that the Rambam had with that, just one of his creations of Hilchos Tshuva. So all of these Mamari Chazal are put there in Hilchos Tshuva. So the question the Chayim Moshe asks is, well, there's a question he says he deals with. The Gemara then of Yuma quotes a machlokes, is it better to publicize one's sins in the tshuva process or not? Imam Mizvadah Sarach Lafarid Esachet. And detail. Kiddachsiv, Machasiv Shav Lo Yatzliach. Or the Pazak and Mishle. If you cover up your sins, your negligence, you won't succeed. O de Eno Lafarid Chatav. Or I shouldn't be so loud. Dachsiv, Ashrei Nasui Pesha Kisui Chata'a. Cover your sins. The Osolo Lagalis Chatav. You shouldn't. Machlokes. So what do you do? Right? That's why the Gemara says in Nesechas Sota that we have, why do we have a quiet Shmon Esrei, Balachash? So that when we confess our sins, we don't have to be so embarrassed. Right? We do it quietly. Oh, it's between me, us, and God. But that's why we have a quiet Shmon. Imagine if all we had was everybody has to daven out loud and everybody hears about everybody else's problems and faults. It's terrible. Right? And embarrassing. So that's why we have our quiet Shmon Esrei. Rashi there says, because everybody's doing vidui in Halavai, we should all do vidui every Amida. But anyway, so we have this machlokas in the Gemara about whether it's good to publicize. Ulefize Yeshlomar, Moshe Rabbeinu made a pshara. He made a pshara, I'm going to do it out loud, but I'm going to do it beremes, to try to cover both shitas. Ulefize Yeshlomar, the Berov Chachmaso HaKodemes Liyaraso, with his tremendous Chachma that Moshe Rabbeinu had. Kie Moshe Rabbeinu Bazeh Yirei Shamayim Yosi Deishneim. And we know sometimes that we say try to do both Yosi Deishneim Va'asa Derech Pesher La'Seisi De'Adeo. So Moshe Rabbeinu did something to be able to be Yotze both opinions. Shapirei Tachet Heich Aches Kirim Beremes. He said them explicitly, but he said them by hint. Ubazeh, he says Chatzeros Dizahav. Right, all of these that it's explicit, but it's not so explicit. So that covers both shitas. Ubazeh gila tevach v'kisa tvachayim v'niskaimu shtei hamikros. And why does he do this dafka now? The first pasuk in Sefer Dvarim. V'ha dehiktim tochachta l'mishna Torah. Dechsiv ularasha amar alokim malach alasapar chuki. Pasuk in Tehillim. To the Rasha, he says, Hashem says, what are you being misaper. Ein ra'u l'lomot Torah Rasha. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu was about to learn Torah and give a lot of mitzvos. See, he first wants them to do tshuva. Sheba Moshe lachzor ulava'er kol ha'Torah liYisrael. When Moshe Rabbeinu was ready to go over and to explain the entire Torah, hochichan bedvarim, he rebuked them with words. He wants to start off to be able to define them as a tzaddik. Once they're defined as a tzaddik, they'll be roi to learn Torah and to connect with me on that level. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave them this tochacha right here in order to allow them to be called tzaddik. Okay, moving right along, but continuing on this pasuk, right? Continuing on this pasuk, these are all tochachos. These are all tochachos. So one of them is the last one, dizahav. Dizahav, what does Rashi say? That's the Egel. That's the Egel. Dizahav, hochichan al ha'egel, sha'asu bishvil rov zahav sha'ayelahem. They did the Egel because of all the gold they have. Shneimar v'kesev erbeisi lav ezav asu labal. Right, so the Egel, right, that's what's alluded to in Dizahav. We mentioned in past years, we're not going to review that now, why these aren't in order. Right, you have many different chataim, and Egel was before the Meraglim and before Korach. Right, so why is it out of order in the pasuk? That's not for now. Feel free to listen to past years' shiurim. But this year we'll look in Midarkei Parsha. Rav Mordechai Greenberg, the former Rosh Yeshiva of Keren B'Yavne, he asks a question. He deals with the Chazal. The Zahav is referring to gold. So he quotes the Chazal, line 4. Amri debei Rav Yanai, kach amar Moshe levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe says to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, it's your fault. They did the Egel? Where they have the gold and the silver from? Bishvil kesef izav sheishpatalem lisol hasham rudai. Moshe Rabbeinu went out and attacked. He went on the offensive to defend Klal Yisrael. Right? Bishvil kesef because of the gold and the silver that you gave them so much until they had to say die. Hu garam lem shasos egel. Mashal, listen to the mashal. Remember Chazal say, mashal adam echa shayelo ben. A man has a son. And what did he do? Hirchitzu v'sachu v'achilo v'eshkeu. He gave him a nice shower. He gave him beautiful clothes. He gave him food and drink. V'talo kis shalmos al savar. He gave him tons of money. And he put him in the front of a beis hazonos. What are you doing? Shower and clothing and money. Mayasa ben velo yechta. The Gemara says in Brachas. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. Pashtus ha-mashal milameda shahagorim l'cheta egel hayribu yamamon. Right, that's the Pashup Shat. Right, and you gave them, right, meaning in Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, or not even before that, when Bnei Yisrael left, right, they all borrowed, in quotes, they borrowed money, borrowed items from the Mitzrayim, and then they got more at the Yamsuf. So the Pashas is, Shagram Lechet Egel, who Ribu Mamon. Acha Rav Salvechik, he quotes Rav Salvechik, who is Marchiv, et HaMashol, Legolas Mitzrayim Bechlau. Rav Salvechik said it's not just about the money that they got at the end of their 210 years. It was about the experience itself. Sha'al yedei shehoshiva malpesach beis hazonos nitzmu b'tumas Mitzrayim. It wasn't just the assets, but you, Hashem, you put them in Mitzrayim. Of course they're on the 49th level of Tumah. You know, what else would you expect? He quotes this from the Hari Kedem from Rav Salvechik. So the Mitzrayim was the beis hazonos. V'yamna hamniv shal doma l'mashal el shamasal atzmo tamu atuva. But question now asks Rav Greenberg, Eza aba yasa b'kin l'beno. What kind of son does this? What kind of father does this to the son? Shoel Arav. Ve'chinichem HaKadosh Baruch Hu begalus temeya kazos. Right? So says Rav Salvechik, what kind of father does this to the son? Okay, it's a great mashal, and we know that it's Hashem's fault, but why'd he do it then? So why'd he do it? Why would a father do this to the son? Chuvaso shel Arav. So he quotes, again, I gave it to you here because he expands on it. Chuvaso shel Arav on line 16, Shem Mitzrayim ha'isa oz ha'malchus ha'moshalas bekipa. It was the most, Mitzrayim at that time was the most civilized, the most modern, the most, high level, high society, civilization. As it says, Vaterev Chachma Shlomo Michachmas Kobane Kedem Michach Chachma Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says, Shlomo was even smarter than the Chachamim in Mitzrayim. Obviously, Mitzrayim had Chachma. Kishinizboni b'malchei ha-historia. And when we think about world history, Navchin Shemeaz Ume Olam, Galu Yisrael Lemedinos, Shenechshvil Lepiskan Achachma. Throughout history, or Germany in the beginning of the 20th century, and others, Spain in the 1500s, right, Jews always went to the exiles where there was tremendous Chachma, and there was art, and there was music, and all the different civilized wisdoms. Hamadav atarbutu anoshit, science, kamo Yavan, Bavel, Romi, all of them, Greece and Bavel and Rome, ubiyamenu Germania, halo davaru. It drew us there, right? It drew us there because we are into chachma. Halo davaru.
But one might ask on the right, the divine hand behind the scenes, why did Hashem send us to all these places, starting with Mitzrayim?
Ela shetzafa Kadosh Baruch Hu she'efshar shetizganiv machshava eitzel Yehudim. You know why? Because you know when we're in Galus, we might think the following false thought: Shamnam la'am Yisrael yesh Torah, agam la'mimachirim yesh chachma. We have Torah, but they also have wisdoms. Tarbut v'nimusim, and they have ethics, and they have culture. Shari gam lahem yish bayit nivcharim, Congress, Parliament, Reichstag, right? They also have governmental bodies. Shedoagim shachaya uma yisnalu b'seder u'mishtar, right? Is the mitzvah of dinim setting up, the Ramban setting up a functional society? So what's the godless of the Torah then on the other laws in Congress and parliaments? Hashem sent us to these countries so we could see with our own eyes what these countries believe in and how they act to their citizens. And Germany was the most civilized country and what they do. And Rome, and look at the Crusades. Mishum kach, we went there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us to show, appreciate the law that you have. The Torah that you have makes you and uplifts you and doesn't allow you to, you know, take out on other groups and minorities. Mishum kach, hegel HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael davka l'makomos hameturbatim biyoter, the most cultured, kedesha nivakach, so we will see ourselves, maya Torah shalanu, mao tabris hagoyim, and what they are. Right? And that's exactly, maybe it's even hinted to, Rav Soloveitchik said, in the pasuk that we're familiar with, but he says a deeper pshat on it. Right? Beginning of Shmos, Shemera Moshe Rabbeinu goes out, and he sees an ish mitzri hitting a Jew. Ish mitzri, maka ish ivri me'echav. Va'ifen kol v'chov yarkien ish. He looks this way and that way. He sees there's no ish. Right? The pashup shot is that he sees there's nobody watching. Right? Rashi quotes, he sees there's no convert that's going to come from him. V'yarkien ish v'yachas ha-mitzri. Va'it v'neo v'chov. Right? So v'yesh ledaktiks. He says, v'yar ish mitzri. And then he says, v'yach es ha-mitzri. Why does it first say ish mitzri? And then it says he hit the mitzri. He sees an ish mitzri. It's unbelievable. Once he hit the pshat, he sees an ish mitzri. He sees there's no ish, so he kills the mitzri. El hakasav atzmo mafarish. The pasuk explains. Shebetchila chashav Moshe es hamitzri leish mulumad betarbos v'nimusim. Moshe goes out of the palace. What does he think? He doesn't know. He goes out and he sees a very civilized and cultured man. But when he looks closer, he sees there's no ish in there. It's just mitzri. He sees him hitting with pain and without thinking of human life, without any regard. He saw there's no enoshut. There's no humanity in this person. And Moshe says he hit the mitzri. There was no ish mitzri. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu exiled us dafka to these places for us to learn and to appreciate. Right? And amazingly, he did this before we even got the Torah. Right? He sent us to Mitzrayim he was setting the, you know, making the ground fertile in order to then receive the Torah. Kadesh Niras HaKilkol VaHatiyuv Sheish B'Tarbiyot Elu. So that we could see the ruin and the kilkol and the destructive power that comes from these groups. She'ein Lahem Torah Min HaShemayim. There is a limud zchus. Hashem had to send us to them so that we learn. But as a totsa, as a result of that, Moshe Rabbeinu has a good excuse. This whole process was for our good. Nidbak b'hem mashu mitumas Mitzrayim v'asu egel, and they did the egel, and that's what we're able to use to our benefit. This was all adkan divrei Rav Soloveitchik. Now we get into Divrei HaRav Greenberg, who discusses, we find this elsewhere, the Al Havchana on the next page, in source number 5. Shebena Musariyut HaTivit Shel Umos HaOlam, Lezu Elokit Sheba Torah, right, we find, the Arachayim HaKadosh, he quotes, and then Rav Kook, Arachayim HaKadosh. Rav Yivra Elokim Es Adam Bitzalmo, Bitzalam Elokim Bara Oso. The Arachayim HaKadosh says, Ki Bara Adam
b'ha'adam b'shnei tzlamim. We have two tzelems. We have two elements to us. Rishon tzelem anikar b'chal adam. We have a tzelem, b'tzalmo. Every person in the world has a tzelem. But then there's a higher level of tzelem elokim. Tzelem elokim and tzelem, right, that's are different levels. They both come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's different levels. Afilu b'bnei Adam harekim mehakdusha asher lo b'bnei Yisrael hema v'aleihem nemar b'tzalmo pirush shel hanivra. Right, we're different than the animals. Right, we're different than the animals. We have a certain level of intellect. V'asheni hem bechinas hamu'usharim am Yisrael nachlo shakai keneged elu amar b'tzalmo elokim bro. Says the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. There's the b'tzalmo and tzalmo elokim haruchani ne'elam. So that's the difference. So they might have tzalmo, but if they don't allow, they don't have the Torah, which allows them to be tzalem elokim. They don't allow their wisdom to be able to shape them to be more spiritual and heavenly and heavenly people. And he quotes that from Rav Kook, from Rav Kook as well. But then he quotes, looking a little further down, he quotes a thought from Rabinovitz, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Ma'ale Adumim, and he quotes, let's just read his words. He quotes from related to the Akedah, right? We know the Pasuk says, Yan asher azavani umilu as hamakam azeh dam nekiyim l'srof es b'nei ba'esh alos ba'bao lo tzivisi. So there was a king of Moab, Mesha Melech Moab, that sacrificed his son. Why did he sacrifice his son? Because he knew about the Akedah. He knew about the Akedah, and he says, I'm going to be better than Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was told to do it, but he didn't do it. I'm going to do it. Line 30. Yesh min ha'avta'a b'hashva'a bein melech Moav l'Avram Avinu. Right? In the Gemara in Tainus Daf Dalet compares the two based on the Pasuk in Yirmiyo. Chazal afirus inyan. Lo asa alibi ze mesha melech Moav shekasuv bo. B'sho shenafal b'yad melech Yisrael, when they were losing to Am Yisrael, he took his son and he gave him as a karban. Where did he get this idea from of child sacrifice? Oh, he got it from the Akedah. But there's a big difference. Af Avram Avinu gila kan saitanut muchletes. Avram Avinu listened to Hashem, whatever he would say. But achlo ala belibo shel ribono shel olam she'akriv es ben Hashem never had it in mind that he would actually be makriv his son. Shaharei hakaton shebetzetzav yeled alomi beveit sefer yodei shekasuv losasek en Hashem lokecha ki tol tovas Hashem. Everyone knows that the child sacrifice, it's not what Hakadosh Baruch Hu would command. But it was all about testing Avram Avinu. But Mesha, he was doing it for other reasons. And he quotes just at the end, the last line, he says, Mesaper, Mesorst number 6, he says, from Auschwitz, he says, a Jew once asked the Kleisenberger Rebbe, New Rebbe, him ata adayin ma'amin sheba'ata v'chartanu. You still believe in ata v'chartanu in this Gehenim? And the Rebbe says, k'shani roes ha'germanim ani ma'amin b'zeh yoter mitamid. More than ever in this Gehenim, I believe Atavach Hartan Mikal. Look what other nations could do with their civilization and their culture. Okay, I think we have to get off of the first pasuk. Moving right along. So 12th pasuk. 12th pasuk. Along to Eicha Esa Lavadi. Right, the pasuk that's laid in Tisha B'Av in Eicha Tun, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know, when he's giving a repeat, obviously, of Jewish history, he says, and I told Ben Hashem, how can I do it? How can I carry this nation by myself? Torchachem u'masa'achem v'rivchem. How could I do it? It's so hard. They're tircha, I carry v'rivchem. Rashi asks, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't. If you look at source number 7, he quotes Rashi earlier. Adam shall see me, Mitzrayim, v'kar olam esayyam, v'rayim esaslav. Lo ha'yachal adunam. Right, Rashi is already bothered by the Pashup Shad. How could he not do this? Moshe Rabbeinu split the sea. Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the man and the slav. He couldn't judge them. So, how do we understand Eicha Esa Lavadi? So, this is an amazing drush. It is not pshat at all, but it is a drush from the Sarei Elafin. So, he quotes from the Mishnah in Yuma. Miyom Bakipurim, when the Kohen Gadol comes out of the in between the curtains, he's mispalel tefila katsara. If you remember, he davened a tefila katsara, and the Gemara says, "What's the tefila katsara? Please, lo tikanis lefanecha tefilas over drachim. Hashem, please don't listen to the travelers. Don't listen to the tefillos of the travelers. And all the mafarshim wonder, my own meishal tefillos over drachim, right? This is dafka, what he davens for, right? When he's coming out, the holiest person on the holiest day in the holiest place, this is what he davens for. Don't listen to the travelers who don't want it to rain. So there are answers given to that question of, they're really in need. That's an esara. But, says the Sarayel often, Isa besvarim hakadoshim. The avoda of these 3 weeks between Shavuos v'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av near Mezes B'Teva Rishona Shal Shalosh Haftoros. Its meruma is in the first three words of each of the haftoras that we lay in the Shlosha de Parnusa, right? Divrei Shimu Chazon. Those are the three. V'tzricha Madaz Al Eza Avoda Romzim. Right, so this is on the Parsha, but it's also related to Tisha B'Av, obviously. So what are we supposed to do? Divrei Shimu Chazon. Ubofen Pashut Nira, says the, sorry, Alafim. Shemeyacha Shinechar Vayishin Yavar Sinaschinam, interpersonal relationship issues. So if we want to get the Beis HaMikdash back, we have to focus on Avas Yisrael. So the haftorahs are being meramis to us how to do it step by step. In three stages. Hashlav harishon hu divrei. Divrei dibur. Don't talk about other Jews. Don't talk about other people. Lashon hara. Number one, guard your dibur. If I've conquered that, you got to go deeper. Hashlav hasheni hu shimu. Don't say Lashon Hara. Don't accept Lashon Hara. When you hear somebody about to say something, don't. I don't want to listen. Vashlav ashlishi hu chazon. Shalom dai shalom nedaber. Vishalom nishma dabar al Yehudi. Elagam lo nir'e shumra b'shum Yehudi. Don't. You shouldn't see anything negative. Ki nidon kol adam l'kav zchus. Judge everyone. Don't talk Lashon Hara, don't even hear Lashon Hara, don't even think about talking Lashon Hara because you're going to be down Lekav Zchus. See the good. Since this is what we have to do, Rachash Libi Dabar Tov. That's the Pasuk in Tehillim Memhei or so. Lizboni B'Shevacham Kadosh. So because of this, says the Sarayel Afer Maritursky, it motivated him to darshan this Pasuk in a way that's for the good of Am Yisrael. The Pashup Shad is, it's all about the terrible things that we do. And the heaviness, he's going to flip it on his head. Hine Amr Chazal say that Mikdash Rishon, as we said, Avodah Zarah, the big three, Mikdash Sheni, Asen Aschina. If you put it all together, it's really the foundations of the world. Right? Torah, that's Avodah, Gemilat Chasadim, Avodah, Avodah Zarah, And Torah and Chesed is the interpersonal. Nira line, the left side. If you think about our nation, we're unbelievable in these three pillars. We are. We have to give ourselves a little credit. We have to do more. Hashem, we're ra'ui. We're ra'ui. This is his bechina of seeing the good. How much tircha do we do in our avodas Hashem? Come in baboker ashkenaz palos vilabetzibur. We get up early every day to go daven, and sometimes even earlier in the fours and the fives. People go to a shir. Kama matricha matzmam ala michiv al kalkala kdei sheyuchlu l'shalom avor chinuch apitora. Right, we work hard to make money to be able to send our kids to Jewish institutions. To buy kosher food. We do tircha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To over, also to be matriach and push ourselves to overcome the nisyonos. There was never such nisyonos. With a press of a button, you could have all the tumah inside your house. We get ready for Shabbos, get ready for Yantif. Every day, Mishpachos, Baruchos, Yeladim, Torah, Yira. Al Kal'ela, Machriz Moshe, Ban Vasunusa, Omer. Eicha Esel Avadi. Moshe is saying, these are such unbelievable people. How can I care for these people themselves? Myself, Tarchachem. Eich Ra'uy Ani, Lios Manhigim, Manhigam Shal Tarchanim Kadoshim Ke'elu. How am I zocha to be the leader of such people who are toreach in your avoda? And next, Hava nisbonim begmilas chasadim shel klal Yisrael. Let's think about the chesed of Am Yisrael. Mi ka'amcha Yisrael, shenosim kol echad es masa'o shel azulas. Everyone, we all shoulder the burden. Kol Yisrael margish arsachim, a Jew on the other side of the world feels the pain. Da'agaso v'simchaso. Umi gai gadola shelo biker cholim, chever kadisha, chever hatzala, gimachim, achnazes orachim, kubot staka, mo'os chitim, tom chi shabbos. This, we carry each other. Masa achem. Eich roi ani, Moshe Rabbeinu says, how am I ro'i to be the leader of not only the Torah Hachem, those who are matriach for you, but Hashem, the Masachem, those who carry each other. Nosim kalechad vechad es masa zulaso. And number three, kein adavar b'amud ha'shlishi amud ha'Torah. Imrak nizbonim nirish ein am Yisrael, am ki Yisrael, sheishlam kol kach yeshivas. How many places of learning do we have? And how many shiurim do we have going on? Kolim, batim midrashos, yoshin sham, zakeinim im na'arim, lomdim bali batim, oskim b'taras Hashem yom v'layla. People who learn all day, people who learn in the morning, people who learn at night. V'kolka god v'avas ha'torah v'avas ha'emes, achimuchanim yisrael lilchom l'chamta shal Torah. Right? We could each fight in the base bandish with each other. V'kol machlokas nimsis v'yisrael machlokas l'shem shamayim. That's rivchem. They fight it out in the base medrash. Right? Then we're ready to dedicate our time. So those are the three. That's masachem v'rivchem tarchachem. That's the three. Aval, now he says on the left side, al derech drush, overage rachim, those who just pass by on the side, those who don't realize from the inside what we're about. Anashim ha'omdim u'mistaklim al klal Yisrael menachutz, those who look at us from the outside. Eina mevinim, they don't understand, ki roim eich b'nei Yisrael matrichim et atzmam, kol kach. They see the tircha that we put in to live a chayei Yehudi. We give so much money. And how much we dedicate our lives to our children. And they see that Jews from all over the world, they connect and support each other. The machlokos, they see, right? They ask Hashem from the outside, right? Let the matar stop. Matar stands for Masachem, Tarchachem, Rivchem. He says, well, let it stop. Let them be finished. Let them be, not continue all of our enemies. And the Kohen Gadol says, no, don't listen to the Ovrei Drachim, the Davin, that we shouldn't have rain. No, we need the Matar. In the Zchus of the Matar, the Zchus of the Masachem, Tarchachem, and Rivchem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please listen. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Adirach Trush, Eich Esa Levadi, he recognizes the godless of Am Yisrael. That takes us through this time of year and how we're supposed to think. Okay. Perek Beis. So Perek Beis, we have towards the second half of the Parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu again is reviewing everything, and it talks about the countries that we stopped in and the places that we went. And we have many details, and some of them don't seem so exciting. Right, we have this pasuk here for relating to the nations, the Avim, Yoshim, Bechatzirim, Ad Aza, Kaftorim, Yotzimi, Kaftar, Hishmidom, Yeshu, Tachtom. The Kaftorim conquered the Avim. And now the Kaftorim are sitting there. That's what the Pasuk says. We read this Pasuk about it. If you look in the Lubavitcher Rebbe in the Gutnik Chumash, he says here, he makes this Rashi a little bit exciting. Right? He says, for a Jew, interaction with the physical world involves sifting out the sparks of goodness hidden within physicality, what in Kabbalah is called birurim, without becoming enticed and drawn in by physicality. Our job in this world is to what he calls to be mevara the nitzotos, get out the sparks of kedusha. When I have a hamburger and I eat it properly, l'shem shemayim, and I make a bracha on it, and I have proper kavanah, so I'm being mevara the kedusha from that hamburger. Our daily interaction with the world is thus a form of war against the superficial, profane appearance of the world, an attempt to conquer the side of holiness. But he says, so we have to do that with all parts of the world. We see the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We uplift that beauty when we make a bracha and we realize that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, some parts of this world, however, are simply too low to be conquered or spiritually refined since their non-godly veneer is too thick. You can't be mevarah. There's too much of a cover. There's too much of a thickness of gashmias. So what happens? So we ignore it?
But there are some nations out there that we have to be mevarer. That's what the right, certain svarim say. What the purpose of Golus is for, not just as a punishment for us, but for us to grab the nitzotzos hakedusha and bring them back with us. So Rashi is alluding to us by saying there was a people that were that were in a certain country, but we couldn't conquer them until the other nation conquered them. And now we could go conquer them. In other words, when the Jewish people follow God's will, the non-Jewish world will assist in the task of global spiritual refinement by preparing parts of the world for a spiritual conquest. What does it mean that this nation conquered that one? To symbolize to us that some, the other nations of the world also will prepare the area, the physicality, the idea, the country, the people, that then Am Yisrael could come, and through there being an Or LaGoyim, to be mevara and uplift what is in front of us. Okay, a couple of thoughts relating to Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Simon in his Sefer, the Imrei Baruch here, discusses that Tisha B'Av, as we know, is a Yom Evel. But we also know it's called a Moed. We also know it's called a Moed. We don't say Tachan on Tisha B'Av. Unbelievable. Think about that. Gabi Tisha B'Av on Urom Davar Pele. The mitzad echad bochim u'mekonenim, we cry. U'mitzad sheni ein omer bo tachnen, there's no tachnen. V'yapa mincha shalafanav ein omer, also the mincha beforehand we don't say, because it's called a moed. Because what do we usually say? Because in the future it's going to be a moed. But if it's not a moed now, so why shouldn't we say tachnen? U'mashma da'afach sham nikra moed. It must be that even right now. Shere gamata ein omer tachnen. Right now we don't say tachnen. V'yisa b'te tikin chatzos omer bo kishabes v'yantif. Tikin chatzos, wow. Those who say Tekken Chatzos, you see the Shabbos and Yontif Nusach. What's going on here? Says Rabbi Simon, and we all know it, but we have to remember it. Amnamo in Yan line 16. Ki afshihu yom shel evel, v'ksiv bo, ki rachak mimeni menachei meshiv nafshi. It's a day of evel. Mikol malkom hashchina halcha im Yisrael b'yachad b'galas. Hashem is with us. Hashem is still with us, and that's Tisha B'Av. Hashem is always with us. By the Gemara in Megillah, Chaviv in Yisrael of Nei Hakadosh Baruch Hu shebechol makom shegalu shchina imahen. Galu leMitzrayim shchina imahen. Hashem came with us b'shas churban. That's the moed. That Hashem never left us. That Hashem promises that He'll always be with us. Right. That is the moed. That's Tisha B'Av. Right. Because moed symbolizes a closeness to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's what all the moedim are. That's what Tisha B'Av is. In the darkness and in the pain, we have to remember and recognize. We quoted in past years of Salvation's thought. We're not going to review it again, but just in 30 seconds, that's why Dafka Tisha B'Av afternoon, we start feeling a little lighter, even though that's when most of the fire started, according to Rabbi Yochanan, because that's when Hashem showed that He might destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but He's never going to destroy us. And He's always going to be connected to us, and He will never let that relationship dwindle. The Shemi Shmuel, relating to this also, discusses, doesn't happen this year, but he discusses, he quotes this from his father, source 11, on the top left. Avim ha-shehiket ha-kadosh ha-rebi mi-lublin, ki lo tokum pa'amayim tzara, ki kol ha-nisim she-na'asu li-Yisrael, na'asu roshem ba'oso zman. Right, every time, he quotes this from earlier sources, earlier Kabbalistic, Hasidic sources, that whenever the Bnei Yisrael says this, whenever there's a nes, like a Yantav of Pesach, like the power of those nisim are in the day, in Tesvav Nisan, the power of Kabbalah Satorah is in the day that the Torah was given, forevermore. The power of nisim of Chanukah is in the day forevermore. Chanukah. So, says the Shemi Shmuel, ubechal shana kishemagi azman azem misorer hanes mitzad ma. The power of the nes comes up again. Kinyan pesach v'shar moadim shemisorim haoros shayu oz b'shas hanes. Achatzoras rachmana litzlan. But the Avni Nezer said the fast days, that's not inherent in the days. Hatzoras rachmana litzlan lo nishar mehen roshem azman. It's not left there. V'zeo lo takum pa'amayim tzara. That's the pasuk. Lo takum pa'amayim tzara, the pasuk in Nachem. It's not going to happen again. It's not inherent in the Bria. Shemin atzara eino nishar roshem bizman l'pam acheres. That's what he says. So what's the fast day every year? If this is true by the holidays, you understand the holidays, because the power of these nisim are still there. But what's the fast day then?
So he says, Yeshlomar Dhine Az Ba'osanatsaras, Natlu Yisrael Hafuchi, Al Kala Vonosehen, Vatsaras Hoyalem Lakaparas Avon. The Tsara doesn't stay, but the inspiration that Klal Yisrael had from the Tsara, that stayed. Achanasu Nirtsim Laviyim Shabashamayim. That Ritzui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Chazal say in Yuma, when the Shenichnu Nachum Lahechal wrote Kruvim Hamu Urin Zebazeh, the Kruvim were embracing, even though it was the time of Churban, because that Ritzui lasts. Ritzui Zenishra Mimenu, Rishima Ladurah B'chol Shana B'zmanazeh. The Tzara doesn't stay, but the Ritzui stays. The Yadua Shalakol Davar La'oros Habam and Hashemayim Shrichan Lamata Maisa, Chiyi Kli Lahachil. But we have to do an action to be zochet to that power. So that's why we have a fast day. When we have a fast day, we remember and we relive those days and those powers of ritzui that we have. So now he goes into I don't know if I gave you the beforehand. He had been talking about the right. It's cut off on top. The machlokes in Maseches Rosh Hashanah about when Tisha B'Av is pushed off. So there was one time, I think it was Rebbe, who said, no Tisha B'Av that year. We paskin this Sunday. Why would he say no Tisha B'Av that year? So he says, Yadua, line 30, the Shabbos b'ha'or b'li kelim. Shabbos is inspiration. Even without doing anything, Shabbos itself is inspirational. Right? Ain't binya beis hamikdash docha Shabbos. Why? Because the beis hamikdash is a kli for ashras hashchinah. And says the Avnei Nezer, b'Shabbos in his kachim l'kelim. You don't need a kli for Ashras Hashchina. Shabbos itself is Ashras Hashchina. And that's why Shabbos is Lavzman Tfilin, because it's automatic. So says line 36, he says that the Rebbe, who says that Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos, Hova Nitcha Nitcha. Why? Because what's all Tisha B'Av about? It's about this, the power of Ritzui that we're going to have on the day. We have it from Shabbos. Ki Mashein Tzarech B'Shabbos L'Sanos, Av Shezochim B'Shvul HaTainus L'Tosev Ez Ritzui, Hatam Shabbos Shabbos Ein Tzarech L'Tainus. Right, it's a different mechanism, but we paskin that even so, we do want to have some type of mechanism that we're going to do on Sunday. But what's the message? The message is that Tisha B'Av and all the fast days, it's not that the Pasha Pshat is that there's Mishnech Mas Av, you know, Mata B'Simcha, because it's bad mazel, like the Halacha says. But on a deeper sense, he's saying it's not the bad mazel. These tsaros happened, but what stays with us should be the tshuva that hopefully came out of these tsaros. And that's what we have to take with us. And that's why you can connect this again. And that's the Moed Shebo of Tisha B'Av. Because the most inspiration, hopefully, that will come out of this galus and this churban will be the closest that we will have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one final thought quickly from Rav Zevin. Rav Zevin says, right, when we went back from Shiva Sion, Hayinu Kachom, and we were like dreamers. Rav Zevin says, when a person dreams, they could think of two of the opposite extremes in their imagination at one time. We could think that we're in country A and then country B, opposite. We could ma'ayo pila b'kufa, we could put an elephant in the eye of a needle. We could see dvarim zarim u'mefla'um, and we won't be mibalishi aru botima v'shomos, and it won't surprise us. It won't surprise us. Everything will be besaid there. So galus is a bechina of sleep. So we imagine things, and we can be in different states. He says sometimes we could close our eyes and we can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we could be in the Beis Hamikdash, and we could be Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then we open up our eyes and we see what our reality is. So we daven that we want to come out of this dream. We just want to have the Shuv Hashem as Shivat Zion, Hayidu Kachomim. We don't want the dream, we want the reality. We want the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being close to us, of lifting us up, of not just, you know, it's a moed deep down if you think really hard about it and you give some shot, but it's a moed because you really feel it even on the outside. Yirat Zon Shibana Beis HaMikdash B'mehera V'Yameinu V'Sein Chalkeinu B'Sorasecha.